A reading from the Gospel of John. His disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are speaking plainly, not using metaphors. Now we see that you know everything. You do not have to wait for questions to be put into words. Because of this we believe that you come from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe at last? Listen, the time will come, in fact it has come already, when you will be scattered, each going his own way and leaving me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you all this so you may find peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but be brave. I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord. When I was ordained in Glasgow in 1994, the church was packed, people standing at the back, reputedly seated 900 people. And then afterwards I went down to the hall for some food. I was in the house being interviewed by the local Catholic press. I had a few other things to do, a few calls to make. And then to my amusement and certain joy, I came out to the church and saw it was completely empty. Everyone had vanished down to the hall or gone off. I went down to the hall myself. I managed to salvage one rather warm glass of white wine and a piece of ordination cake. On the way back from the hall after the festivities, I saw that the church had filled up again, only this time for a wedding. It was a church, in fact, had been used for many major occasions, including shortly before that, the funeral of a man who appeared in a Glasgow detective series called Taggart, when they were out in the streets. So many came to that funeral. Ever since then, I've been walking into big churches, small churches, huge crowds, small crowds, crowds in living rooms, crowds in bedrooms, crowds which were hardly anybody at all, just a few of us. Occasionally just one person. There's always someone there though. It's a gathering, the Mass, and God gathers us. It's His gathering, it's His power, His ways of bringing us together. It's very easy to feel that it's a sort of theatre. We come for a show. We come to see. But always it's God who brings us there, each one of us. We're gathered together. And that word gathering was one of the old words for the, whatever we call it now, the Mass, the Eucharist, sacrifice. It's a gathering which is a gathering by God, God's gathering, not ours. I think when we read this passage to prepare for the coming of the Spirit, or to celebrate the coming of the Spirit, it's easy to misunderstand that it's not because there's no other kind of gathering. Because there are so many ways of gathering that we misunderstand the true nature of God's gathering, God filling His church. For one thing, the passage is usually translated with a question mark after, "Do you believe?" That's what the translation says, "Do you believe at last?" Now, there's no punctuation in ancient Greek, that was added later. We should be very careful about any question marks or questioning forms in our translations of the Gospel. Very often there's no grammatical sign to show it's a question. And here, in fact, I would say it's not a question at all. It's not Christ being cynical about the apostles. He's saying, quite simply, "Now you believe." That sounds strange because, after all, they're going to be scattered. Isn't the scattering caused by unbelief? Well, in a sense they're not scattered, at least not in the Gospel of John. They're actually still gathered together after the death of Christ. When Christ appears to them in the room, they're all together. They're not together because God has gathered them. They're there because of the fear of the Jews or the Judeans. They're gathered in fear. And there are many gatherings that can seem like God's gatherings which simply aren't. Many ways we might feel that we are together when we aren't. All goes back to the Tower of Babel. God scattered them then, same word. And that word scattering occurs at certain moments in the New Testament. happens in the Acts of the Apostles, that after the persecution which arises because of the death of Stephen, they're scattered. Being scattered can be actually God's work. Because that's the point, at Babel they were scattered because we're trying to form a false unity. They're trying to be one. They're trying to be one by power, by knowledge, not by grace, not being gathered by God, but being formed by unity that forces each of us to be part of a unity. And God alone can make us one without violence, without forcing. Because whatever God touches, he creates. He cannot hurt or damage or be an imposition on his own creation. He allows us to be ourselves, and yet that's where his power is. It's because we freely come to him that is truly God who gathers us. We live in a world which seems to resonate between collectivities forcing unity, or simply people running away, scattering and being nothing. Individuals alone, frightened. The true gathering is always somewhere between that. Most of all, it's God's gathering. Wherever we celebrate Mass, wherever we say the prayers of the Church, wherever we speak to each other of our faith, we are gathered by God. But nothing else but God. Because God alone can make us one.